Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 588, An Open Letter to People Struggling to Exercise, Part 1, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. A very happy middle of the week Wednesday to you. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. But let's talk inspiration first, shall we? Quote, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." The Dalai Lama. Now, Friday's just around the corner, and don't forget, it's one of my favorite days of the week, not just because it's Friday, but because I get to answer your questions right here on the show. To send me a question, just go to oldpodcast.com. And don't forget, if you do send me a question, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. I thank you in advance for doing that. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. An Open Letter to People Struggling to Exercise, Part 1, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. It's hard to ignore, isn't it? That pulling sensation from somewhere deep inside. While the origin is unknown, this isn't the first time that this feeling has crept up on you. Maybe it was the game you watched, seeing the athletes move their bodies with a sense of purpose, all towards a single objective, triggered your own desire to step into the arena. It could have been that couple that ran past you, laughing with each other as they quickly changed from full-sized humans into tiny specks in the distance. You haven't gone on a walk in a while, and on any given day, a set of stairs can leave you more winded than you care to admit. It feels like a finger thump straight to your heart. Or perhaps it hit you as you flipped through the magazine in the checkout lane. On the cover, some fit model with abs for days. Page 26, lean legs and a butt that could stop a speeding bullet without so much as a flex. Regardless of the source, the cause is the same. Your higher self, your own personal version of Jiminy Cricket, your inner voice, mine sounds like DMX in case you were wondering, is throwing anything it can at you, trying to get you to pay attention to one thing. You're not firing on all cylinders. I've been there too. Back in the not too distant past, I was about as unhealthy as you could get. Outside of organized sports until I was 12, moving around just wasn't my thing. I took full advantage of every possible opportunity to lie down, sit in a chair, or lean against a conveniently placed wall. Exercise? Nope, it made me breathe too hard. Then I'd sweat too much, which means I'd need more showers, which would cause me to run out of workout clothes, forcing me to continuously buy new ones. You can clearly see how if I kept exercising, it would only lead to my financial ruin. And eating healthy? French fries are technically a vegetable, and scientists have managed to cram every vitamin, mineral, and nutrient that I need to be a fully functioning human into chicken nuggets. So I didn't need to bother with eating that green stuff. Lengthy gaming sessions that stretched from dusk till dawn were the norm. Food that I could buy and eat in 5 minutes or less became my main source of sustenance. At 20, after years of these kinds of shenanigans, it's no wonder that I slept horribly, was in a constant state of lethargy, and had cholesterol levels over 350. Looking to do something, pretty much anything, to turn things around, I stumbled my way into fitness thanks to a series of random events, and it sent my life in an entirely new direction. The benefits. You'll probably live longer. Even if you don't, your quality of life will undoubtedly be better when compared to doing nothing. You'll have less fat and more muscle, all contributing to a leaner you. Clothes will fit better. You'll be more resistant to random injuries and the normal wear and tear of life. Slipping on ice in the wintertime is no longer an instant death sentence. Everyday life becomes easier because you're stronger and more prepared for the tasks. Exercise can serve as a new outlet for your aggression, sadness, or simply become a way to wrangle and process your thoughts better. Empowerment is just one workout away. You'll have more energy and an increased sense of self-confidence, not only from your appearance changing, but from the act of pursuing a goal. Less stress, sharper brain function, and an increased sense of creativity all await you. You'll be better able to modulate your energy, like a DJ doing their DJ thing. Like Jon Snow, I know nothing. You'll know your levels at all times, whether you're giving a task your all, have a little more in the tank, or you're just coasting. And you can adjust your faders, is that what they're called? Accordingly. Here's the rub. It takes time and consistency for all of these benefits to come to fruition. The sooner you make peace with this fact, the smoother your ride will be. I completely get the urge to want it all right now. I was there too. I was stunned when my biceps didn't explode through my Kmart t-shirt after my first curl, and my back didn't grow wide enough to block out the sun when I did my first chin-up. You mean I have to come back tomorrow and do this whole exercise thing again? Yep. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, An Open Letter to People Struggling to Exercise, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I love reading Roger's posts because I can so relate to his story. I mentioned briefly yesterday that I have a chronic disease, and I mentioned how I'm kind of paying the price for it now. Well, that's because, similar to Roger, when I was younger, I played organized sports. But then I stopped, and I didn't care about my health, and fast food was a daily occurrence. And I asked my folks if I could be an armchair athlete instead of a real athlete. But like Roger, I started down the path of fitness and eating better and sleeping better. And you know what? I felt better, and my medications went down. And then my doctor completely took me off a medication because I was doing so well. And no, I am not saying I'm perfect in any way. I still struggle with all of these things. I still struggle to take that first step out the door to go for a run. I still will find a way to check email before starting my workout in my garage. I built a small gym in my garage and I still delay getting in there and doing the work. But that's okay, because you know what? I do end up doing the work. And I know once I'm done, I feel so much better. All right, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, and lots more. Just call and leave me a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can also send in an audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. That's more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send me a question, first of all, it makes me super happy, so thank you. And as a bonus to you, you're entered into small special raffles to win books from us every month. So again, I thank you in advance for doing that. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll be back here for tomorrow's show where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.